今日の文法は、とは言えない。
Which means could hardly say, can't quite say. Now, if we take a look at this,
と
is a quotation particle, as in?
という。
So the と marks where what is said ends, and then it's followed by the verb to say, you. Now, what the wa is doing here, it's a particle that's used to emphasize this. When wa is used, it's used to emphasize the to, or what's being said before it. Now, the latter part, 言えない, is the negative potential form of the verb,
言う.
It basically means the negative potential is can't do something. And in this case, it's to say, so can't say. So literally we have can't say. Naomi sensei, can we have a sample sentence?
お世辞にも可愛いとは言えませんが。
I can't really say it's cute, even as flattery.
例えば、ピーターさんはカレー屋さんのココ一番が好きですよね。
はい、そうです。I like ココ一番。It's a curry place, Japanese curry place. 日本の中で一番おいしい店ですね。So, it's the best restaurant in Japan.
一番おいしいとは言えないですよね。別に普通だと思います。
So we can't say it's the best. It's probably closer to normal. I kind of get the sense this is a very diplomatic way to disagree with somebody or disagree with a statement. しかし、ここ一番とても美味しいです。
まだ言ってるんだ。
絶対、もう行くとしたら、if you go, 絶対に後悔しません。もうぜひ行ってください。
必ずしも、まあ、後悔しないとは言えないですよね。
So we can't say that you won't regret it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very diplomatic way to say, I don't think so, Peter.
まあ、基本的にはそうですね。
Even in English, I can't quite say that.